From its opening scene, The Revolution of Steve Jobs by Mason Bates is different. It doesn't begin at a masked ball or a party filled with powdered wigs or a wedding or a royal banquet. It starts at the product launch for the iPhone, an event that most of us remember hearing about, if not being excited about. It's the currency of the subject matter that immediately sets this opera apart from most operas performed today.
I think this piece is the future of opera.
That's Jeremy Weiss, who is one of the students at the Jacobs School of Music portraying Steve Jobs this weekend. He, along with Joseph McBrayer, who plays Jobs' estranged business partner Steve Wozniak, or Woz, agree that an opera about someone whose legacy is carried around in so many people's backpacks and pockets could be a game changer for the art form.
I think a discussion that the whole team has had, creative performers, everybody, is that we love this art form, we love opera, and a lot of it is not easily accessible. And so having something modern to talk about. Everybody knows Steve Jobs in some way or another, and they know Apple products, and they may not know Steve Wozniak, and they may not know Lorene Powell Jobs, they may not know all these other characters, but they know the idea, and they know that this is someone who is very influential on their everyday lives. And so to have that open door that they can come into and say, well, I don't know anything about opera, but I know about this, then come in, and it's a stepping stone towards other things so we can keep doing what we love to do.
Everyone may know who Steve Jobs was, but was his life compelling enough to create a meaningful story? That was the challenge faced by librettist Mark Campbell.
When you do an opera about a historical figure, and especially one that's so present in everyone's mind and everyone's memory, we all think we know Steve Jobs. He died in 2011, and he's still very much a part of our lives. It was important for me to take all of this research and all these facts and all these events, kind of lodge them into my brain in a certain place, and then put them aside and create a story that could also be viewed as fiction.
Another challenge was presenting the less savory parts of Steve Jobs' life while giving the audience the chance to have some empathy for the troubled main character.
There are aspects of his personality that I didn't care for, the way he treated his co-workers, the way he treated his biological daughter was really not acceptable. But I found a way to humanize him.
Humanizing a man with a checkered but highly innovative personality, combined with that personality's immediate recognition by a majority of potential opera consumers, was one part of the puzzle. For the opera to truly resonate, though, the music had to be accessible as well. In that respect, Jeremy Weiss thinks it's completely successful.
I think this piece fuses classical art music with kind of something you would maybe hear in a movie score, right? So that kind of like emotional music with really long lines. With club music. I think the music is super accessible and very heartfelt. I think an audience won't view this as very esoteric contemporary classical art music that they can't connect with. It's really easy to connect with while still maintaining a really high level of artistic integrity too.
While some of the electronic bleeps and bloops may seem a tad gimmicky at times, and the dialogue among the characters perhaps slightly contrived at times, ultimately The Revolution of Steve Jobs succeeds. And the success is in no small part thanks to the investment of the cast.
Yeah, we definitely are Stephen Watts.
To the point where he scares me sometimes. So like early on in the process, like I didn't know Jeremy super well before this, but I know him and I'm like, yeah, he's a friendly guy. And once we got like in this piece and he started like being Steve Jobs, we would do a scene and he would just like glare me in the eyes. And especially in one of the scenes where he has to be like horrible to me, we'd be done and he'd be like, great job, buddy. And I'd be like, don't talk to me right now. Because it was just terrifying. But yeah, we figured it out.
Bloomington audiences still have one chance to see these two figure it out, and two chances overall to see The Revolution of Steve Jobs this weekend. If this production is indeed, as Weiss says, the future of opera, then the future would seem to be in very good hands. For WFIU Arts, I'm Joe Getz.